We learned yesterday that the 120 satraps and the two other commissioners besides Daniel were trying to find fault with Daniel, but they couldn't find fault. So they turned to his religion, and they discovered, according to his religion, the second commandment, that no one is supposed to elevate, bow down to anyone, in the first commandment, not to have any other gods besides Yahweh, the great God in heaven, the only God. And so they thought, aha, we can set a trap for Daniel. So they went and complimented the king. Oh, king, we think that you're so great that no one should ask any favor of anybody but you for 30 days at least. Verse 8, now, O king, establish the injunction and sign the document so that it may be changed, may not be changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which may not be revoked. Therefore, King Darius signed the document, that is, the injunction. Now, when Daniel knew that the document was signed, he entered his house. Now, in the roof chamber, he had windows open toward Jerusalem. He continued kneeling on his knees three times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God, as he had been doing previously. I want you to notice that there's continuity in Daniel's life. He was not someone who just on impulse did something. It says he continued. That implied that he had been doing this a long time. He continued kneeling on his knees three times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God, as he had been doing previously. There's redundancy here. He continued, meaning, yes, he had been doing it, and as he had been doing previously. Then these men came by agreement and found Daniel making petition and supplication before his God. Now we might ask the question, Daniel, why didn't you close the shutters and kneel toward Jerusalem? Why be a spectacle? Well, obviously, there were people expecting him to not change his habits. In this chapter, not only is this story emphasizing the character of Daniel, but emphasizing that he was regular, he continued, he always performed the way he had. So just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who could have knelt down and drawn in the sand or retied their sandals, they did not. Why? Because people had expectations of them to continue the way they always had. And there were expectations of Daniel, so he decided to just go ahead with things as usual. Then these men came by agreement and found Daniel making petition and supplication before God. Then they approached and spoke before the king about the king's injunction. Did you not sign an injunction that any man makes petition to any god or man beside you for 30 days to be cast in the lion's den? King answered and said, the statement is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which may not be revoked. Then they answered and spoke before the king, Daniel, who is one of those exiles from Judah. Notice we saw this before. When someone wants to put Daniel down, they say one of those exiles, one of those captives, one of those servants or slaves from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king, or to the injunction which you sign, but keeps making. Again, we see there's a continuation in Daniel's pattern. Keeps making his petition three times a day. Then as soon as the king heard this statement, he was deeply distressed. He saw that they had set a trap. He set his mind on delivering Daniel even until sunset, kept exerting himself to rescue him. Then these men came by agreement to the king and said, recognize, O king, it's the law of the Medes and Persians. No injunction or statute which the king establishes may be changed. And of course, why did they believe that? Because they believed in the infallibility of the king. Back in those days, the king was like a god. They worshiped the king. And how could the king make a mistake? If he made a mistake and everyone knew it, they would know he wasn't a god. And so he was between a rock and a hard place, you might say. We'll continue the story tomorrow. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.